Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for Season 3, Episode 7 of Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Bramp the Body Panvetich, Roxy Rookie Stryer, and Phil the Thrill Svitek. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. We want to hear from you, too. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 347-855-8269. That's 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro!
Thank you, Sir Richard Wentworth. We are here, Season 3, Episode 7, Jersey Shore, episode entitled Cabs Are Here. One of the more amazing episodes that I've seen on this show. It just continues to get better and better on the nation's greatest television series. I'm just so excited.
And borrowing the words of Ronnie, sit down, grab some popcorn, and in this case, listen.
Yeah, yeah, and listen to us. Well, before we start tearing it apart, in our special segment, we'll break down the after show. We apologize for coming up a half hour late. We didn't realize there was going to be an after show, so naturally, we're going to go over that, and also we have some inside dirt on Jay Wow and Tom, her old boyfriend. But again, great episode, I think. Anyway, I mean, does everyone else agree?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how you could say without the accent. Cabs are here. Epic episode, epic title.
I mean, kind of a study in abusive relationships as well.
Yeah, almost to the creepy point of it.
It was getting close to being kind of scary, you know. I mean, it was.
I kind of thought that we should take this and show it to couples in abusive relationships because there's no denying how effed up that looks.
And there's no way out.
And they can say, "Oh, I do
that." There's no exit.
Yeah.
No, there's no way out for these people. They're all
fulfilling.
Stuck there, you know. There's in like, even at the end, they're all still trying to get back on the merry-go-round.
Absolutely.
All the way to the end. It was...
Is it the end? What do you mean the end?
The end of the episode.
Oh.
To her leaving.
It was. What end are you talking about?
There was a lot going on there to get her to stay there, you know, from everybody. And, you know, Brant, your call is there's more attention and drama in her leaving.
I think they needed that. They also needed that to sort of validate that both of them are not just crazy and weird. Like it needed to escalate, and it was brilliantly edited episode. Just brilliantly, and it escalated their relationship to this new crescendo. And they sort of needed to put a button on it. And if she would have stayed in the house, it would have been like the whole fight and everything that led up to it would have felt a lot less.
Right,
it wouldn't have felt as important.
Back up a second. So when you say editing, do you mean that didn't happen?
No. I mean just the way they used music and the way they use it to create the tension.
Okay.
Really, so you felt like you were in the scene with them.
And just to be clear to the audience, do you feel Sammy was coerced to leave?
No, not at all. I mean, I think that, you know,
it just turned out to be naturally good television.
Naturally good
for
television.
Her
and listen, at the end of the day, they're still on a TV show. So the last time she was going to leave, There are a lot of hoops you need to do before you just take off in the house, and it's not like you just call a cab.
What are those hoops?
Well, there's a whole bunch of production going on, and she's mic'd, and I mean, there's a lot of stuff that has to go on before you actually physically leave the house.
You can't just jump in a car.
There's also contractual obligations. There's a whole bunch of things. You don't just, oh, I don't feel like filming anymore, off I go. It doesn't really work like that. So what they'll need to do is
– But, you know, again, you did – one of the things you did of the many shows you've done was Bonaducci.
Yeah, Three-Ball, they did Bonaducci.
If there was ever a show where a guy – at least appeared like he did not give an F and would, with a mic on him, with a contract, it seemed as though that guy was going to do whatever he wanted.
Well, and that sort of, what's great about that is that played into the series itself, is that
Have you experienced the people that, with the microphone on them and with the being under contract, have they just stormed out?
Oh, absolutely.
And said, who cares? Come sue me.
The first time that we did Prince of Malibu for Fox, and David and Linda filed for divorce the day we were starting to shoot.
I haven't heard. Have you guys heard of this?
Prince of Malibu was on Fox 5-6 years ago. David Foster, Brody Jenner.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so they filed for divorce the day we were supposed to start filming, like the very first day of filming, the first scene. And they wouldn't come to the house because they had just filed for divorce. And so we had to film the entire show with them as a married couple when they were already in divorce proceedings. Like, I was like, there's 10 cameras and a whole party here. Talk about a recipe for failure, right?
Yeah. I mean, the show didn't have a chance.
Well, and among many other reasons, but.
I have a question, though, about, so you're saying that you can't walk right out. You don't think Sammy walked right out there. It was a whole production. So how long do you think it actually took from the time she decided, this is toxic, I need to leave, to her actually getting in the cab, through all the steps? How long do you think that took?
It depends, because, you know, the last time this happened, I'm suspecting that during the production, they were like, listen, you don't want to leave. Come on. And that happens a lot of times.
The first time she was talked off.
Right. We do. Listen, that happens all the time. Contestants want to leave. They want to stop. They want to do things. They get so emotionally bent out of shape on stuff. And that happens all the time. And you use your field producers and producers to talk them back into it. And you never have to talk, oh, you have a contract. You never have to get into that. It's more, listen, they want to be there in the first place. They want to be on TV. So it's just a little bit of like, get your head out of your ass a little bit. And that works. I suspect in this one, it was more like, let this entire thing play out. So when she went to leave, it was probably very natural, the progression as she got in the cab and left. And then they dealt with however it was going to go from there. Because, you know, you could really feel the build to this. And like I said, it would have felt odd if she would have stayed in the house, because you can't escalate that fight
any further than that. And do you think that the producers, had to be scared at some point that someone was going to – I mean, no, you're talking about a guy and a girl now. You're not just talking
well, that
about –
Well, that's a very scary moment. And when you bring up Bonaducci, you know, the guys at the company who produced it who were there during that, you know, tell a great story about that, is that – you know, it was a very low budget show, and they didn't know what they were going to be getting. And so there was a lot of time when they were filming when it was a lot of junior people there. And there were several scenes where there's no way that anybody in a senior capacity at that company would have let what Bonaducci was doing be on camera. They would have shut it down and stopped it. But the junior producers didn't know if they had the authority to do that and didn't know, oh, God, should I step in here? So they just let
it. And did it end up making for the success of the show?
That 100%, ironically, like JD, who is the CEO of Three-Ball, will tell you, it 100% made the success of the show, because they got things on tape that no other producer would have ever allowed on tape. And it was so raw and so intense that they were like, oh, my God, who let this happen? And that's what was, you know, that's the kind of thing when you – wonder, like, when are the producers going to step in on that fight? It's like, well, which one of the producers you think would have the balls to step in there and ruin that shot? I mean, there's only one person that has the authority to make that call, and that's Sally Ann. And so, like, if you're there and she's not there or she's in the truck, like, you're not doing anything. Because if it goes a little too far, you can clean up the mess. You ruin that shot, I mean, that's TV gold. So a lot of times what will happen is some of this stuff goes on and it really – becomes very precarious because nobody has the balls to ruin that shot to go stop it.
I mean, I'm grateful for it.
Oh, it was great.
I'm grateful they don't. And same with Bonaducci. Yeah. I remember when I first met you, I was like, why? Yeah, why couldn't we get more of him?
Yeah, it's epic stuff. So, but, you know, obviously if there would have been anything really physical between them, they would have stepped in and stopped.
And it was getting close and scary.
And I mean, imagine if you're a camera guy or in the booth or just figure out, like, oh, my God, like, what do we do? Like, are we supposed to? This is getting crazy.
Well, you know, even the kids knew it. MVP knew. But, you know, before we even get there, Ronnie in the situation. Yeah, I've been seeing the things have been boiling between them for a long time. That goes back to season one for me when the situation and Ronnie almost got together. At the very beginning, if you guys remember season
situation
one.
You mean Situation and Sammy.
Excuse me. Thank you. Situation and Sammy.
I was going to say, I missed that, definitely. No,
you know, I always think of Ronnie as a – I don't know why as a female name, but anyway, because I knew what someone named Ronnie. So I'm always confusing it. Sorry.
Yeah, and Sam could be male. I get how you – okay.
So
I'm with you.
They were – you know, he – it was – there was – there's always been tension between them because of that. Then you – what you have is these guys watch – they're watching a lot of these shows fresh like us. And then their friends from home rag on them or, you know, so for him to look back and see these episodes, and when Ronnie looked back to season two and could see the situation, at the one that confirmed that Ronnie did in fact cheat.
Yeah.
He was the one that did it. And I was waiting for when's he going to pay? And remember, there was a moment he was in bed with Sammy and he said, you know, Mike. Just get out of here. F that. We're all family shit and take off. You know, it's been building. And so for it to finally happen was interesting. I think the underlying thing that we've heard before from other people that are a little deeper inside on the business is the fact that there's underlying jealousy with each of the, with a lot of these kids with in terms of their careers.
Right. Oh,
situation.
Yeah.
Is the biggest. Him and Snooki, I think, are the biggest on the show. Maybe right under them is Jay Wow and Pauly D. And Ronnie and Sammy just not on the radar. They're not.
Although, I think after this season that'll change a little bit.
I think it might a little bit, but
they
don't.
Very big Ronnie season.
True, but I don't think he's got the it factor, right, of what it takes. Like you can.
But I do think that once they're in the house and in that mode, all of that stuff kind of takes a little bit of a backseat. I think
it probably does, but it's got to be wearing on you when
yeah,
you see that
Ron's...
this guy is very he's a multimillionaire.
Yes.
At this point in the series, maybe not where it's now, maybe they're both even, I doubt it.
No, not
even. And I know it's two guys, it's two alpha males, and we have what happened season one. I believe like that's really adding gasoline to the fire.
Here's what I'm thinking about the situation. First of all, he is more successful than the other characters, yeah, so jealousy involved. But second of all, he's way more intelligent as a television character. So we see him on TV and he's having this argument with Ronnie, and then all of a sudden I think it clicks to him, I don't want to do this anymore. Nobody wants to watch this anymore. I'm just gonna say sorry, you know? And that would never occur to Ronnie. Ronnie would never think,
no.
Oh, I'm on a TV show.
Right.
People are watching me. And also, my friends are in the house, you know? So I think that we love the situation in that he is more successful because he's getting better advice. He is more talented and likable.
As you said, very
he's
aware.
He's
very
aware.
He says he always says that going into the shows. He says, thank you. That's Buzz agrees, too.
Oh, my gosh. It scared me.
Yeah. He agrees. Well, he's always said that, you know, you've got to make the most of these days that you're in the house.
Right.
All you have is a duck phone. You don't have your cell phone. You don't have TV. So he goes in consciously knowing that. I believe in that moment, it was the moment he backed down and apologized, I think it was he thought he was going to get his ass kicked because he is a lover and not a fighter.
I don't
he
think it was that.
He is not a fighter.
You think
I think
he
it
kick
was
his ass?
I mean, I don't
100%.
Think
situation is not a fighter.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was going to come to that at all. It wasn't going to come to that. I don't think. I think it was more as soon as Mike realized he's in the room, everybody's there. He can't just make up a sort of a half story, but a kind of excuse to placate this one or placate that. He realized he was kind of caught in the middle and he had nowhere to go. And he's like, pull the ripcord now before more of this comes out. Because at the end of the day, the guy was kind of in the wrong,
which was a smart thing to do.
For sure. I mean, he was busted.
No one's arguing smart. I'm telling you guys, as a street fighter and a fist fighter myself, he is not – the situation is not a fighter. The other kid is.
I would agree with that.
And the other kid has a giant hair across his ass. And he's looking for – all that kid needs is a reason. You saw him with his quote, the girl who he loves. He's ready to, like, wipe out.
Well,
so he's looking – that kid is going out at night looking for anyone who's in his way. And the situation, as I said, season one – and having the big giant career and kind of laughing it all off and playing all sides. It's like if a guy can get a shot, a guy like that can get a free pass. We call it an FP. a free pass to whack someone in the face, he's going to take it.
100%.
And he had it because the guy was shit-talking him, and he's been doing it all along. And so I'm just saying, you're right, there was nowhere to go for him. There was no way. The best thing to do was just say, I'm sorry, and go for the hug. Because if it was going to go any further, because that kid was riled up and looking for a fight. Did you see season one where he knocked the kid out?
Yeah.
You just saw, he just trashed that place. He's violent.
I know, but I just don't think that was Ronnie's play. I think what he wanted to do was to reestablish someone to be connected to. And so
he wanted to connect to the situation.
Yeah, he wanted the situation to come back.
No,
to him
he wanted to react. He had stuff he wanted to get out of his system, and that was the easiest.
By the way, that's why Ronnie went around blabbing about, oh, I gotta have this conversation with him. Oh, I'm gonna, you know, like,
because he's looking to take it on.
You're looking
somebody.
To punch somebody in the nose. You don't go advertising it all day long and set it up in the thing so you can give the guy the chance out of it. He really wanted to punch him in the
Brent,
nose.
Are you Italian?
He just would have thumped him.
Are you Italian?
I am, actually.
Are you really?
Half Italian.
How much?
Yes.
Not enough. Not enough.
Wait,
that's
wait.
All. Phil,
I'm
you're
Canadian,
with me
though.
Every day. How much venting? I feel so bad for these kids. Their ears are bleeding. That's all I'm doing all day long. That's your classic, like, he's venting and he's venting and he's venting and he's,
right.
and the more he talks, the more he's getting built up. His body language, he was ready to go. If the other kid, now let's just say the situation went the other way and puffed his chest up and said, no, I'm the alpha male in the house. And you're a piece of, what do you think Ronnie's going to do? He's going to walk away?
No, of course not. And I don't think anybody's saying that Ronnie's going to walk away from a fight. But at the same time, I'm in the middle of you guys kind of because I think he's just dumb. And that's really what it is. I keep saying he's a Flintstone, you know? He walks like puffed out chest, whatever. But I don't think he was looking.
And maybe we've talked about it. Maybe there's a few chemicals.
Right. And sure. I think he's just not as intelligent. And he's not looking.
He definitely isn't. No, but that's my point.
Right.
This
but
is
not
just pure emotion.
I know, but he's not going to walk away from the fight. But at the same time, I think that if he wanted to punch the situation in the face, when he saw the situation, that's the first thing he would have done. That's not what he
but
did.
But he's not that stupid.
Oh, I think he is. I think he's definitely that stupid. I think instead he didn't want every person in the house to hate him.
Right.
I think
yes. Agreed.
And he also didn't. He didn't really believe, and B definitely didn't want to believe that the situation was really going behind his back and
he just
really
wanted,
roughing
him. I think he just wanted to vent on him.
He just wanted to put it out there.
And all I was saying is that the situation. Just knew. He just didn't want to roll around with him,
well,
which was a smart move.
That would have been a victory for Sam. If Ron had punched the situation and said, you know what, we're not bros anymore, that would have been Sam's victory. That would have been Ron saying,
well,
listen,
he would have been further alienated in the house. Agreed. I'm not disagreeing with you guys. What I'm saying is the reason situation reacted the way it did is I think he didn't want to fight him. He knew the kid would go to a fight.
I know what you're saying.
This guy gets wound up, there's no stopping him.
I think he just didn't want to get really caught playing both sides. And he was kind of getting caught, and he didn't really have any other way to get his way out of it.
To get out of it.
Now, if Ronnie had cornered him just by himself, up in the room, nobody else around, would have been a different situation.
No, I think he would have done the same,
no.
And he would have gone even further the
no,
other way.
Because
said,
you know
no,
what?
She's a bitch, bro. She just gets it.
Then
right
situation
head.
Would have been able to say, I didn't really say that. That's not
right.
really what I
Agreed.
Did.
I agree
he
with
you. He would have just, you know what I mean?
I agree with you. But when he was put on the spot and he was cornered and it was either time to step up and fight or say, you
or
know
his,
what?
Or his real treachery
I'm
was going to be
bitch.
Found out.
And to say I'm a bitch and that's I'm a lover not a fighter. Well, I think that's what
on
he
that
did.
Point though. I don't understand why nobody can see the fact that Ronnie says, "Oh my God, situation! This is all your fault. You told Sammy." Sammy sits there the entire time and says nothing. Not once does she say, "Ron, you cheated on me. Who cares how I found out? He didn't even tell me. These girls
okay,
wrote
so
me a
why
letter."
Didn't she say anything?
I have no idea. I think she
well,
was just like listening to the fight and
just
situation.
Enjoying to not be in the fight
yeah,
for a change.
Kind of like
taking
a breather. I'm not
gonna be honest.
Kidding.
Like
being on the bench.
That's in my world. That's a hangable offense. Like. You like that was a full on rat. You know what I mean? Like you're just
oh,
like
no.
I he did it, and yeah, there was a letter, but like Ronnie is right in this one time. It should have been like, dude, you should have been saying like that letter's a total lie. Absolutely did not happen. No way. Wasn't him. It was somebody else. I was there. I was with Ronnie all night. I never saw a thing. That's a total lie. That's what the situation.
You would have done that if you saw this girl broken down and you wanted them to.
I would have 100% done that.
I don't understand this guy code thing. I just don't get it. Well, how about like who said that on the episode today? Human code. You don't sit there and tell a girl. Human code. Somebody said that.
No situation.
Situation. Yeah. Well, he believed in the human code.
Yeah, because you don't. Sit there.
Just do the guy code, because all you did is all you're gonna do is hurt her feelings.
Exactly.
And get him in trouble.
He did not approach her and say, "Listen, your boyfriend's cheating on her, cheating on you." She approached him and said, "Listen, I'm breaking up with him. I know he did this. Here's the letter. What do you think?"
What he could have done is said, "Listen, don't talk to me about this. This is not my world. 100%. You go talk to him." Instead, he went one step more, which was to be like, "I'm going to be in with you, honey."
See, I would
have, whatever. Like, that's just a hangable offense in my world for sure.
Maybe he should have said, "Okay, talk to him," but definitely he shouldn't have said, "Oh no, no, no! I was there. That didn't happen." Because when she finds out it happens, are you kidding me?
I know,
me?
But you. You
by the way, she should never find out it happens. They still should have all been denying it to this day. Still,
yep. Why?
Even after they've admitted, it, he should still go back and deny it.
He would have kept doing it over and over again. You're such a pig.
I don't know.
And
I don't. I actually don't think he would have done it over and over again.
I hate you guys.
He just wants to because he's this guy's a lame partier. He goes out like once or twice a season. Brent gets blown up, picks up like three girls in one night, and then he's done.
Mari has a.
I need Mari right now.
Mari's gonna defend you.
Mari's gonna defend Sammy with me. We've got to have her back right now.
Because Sammy didn't really want to find out.
But
girls don't really want to find out.
Oh,
they just want
something
to believe.
Think you are ridiculous.
If you can just give them a hope, like maybe it wasn't you that I just walked in on, they'll totally buy into that.
Would have been better for everybody. Just didn't need to know.
That's right.
Didn't need to know.
Denied.
She was on a don't need to know basis.
Exactly.
But also, you guys, like Ronnie is. He's lame as like a partier and a womanizer.
Lame.
Like he just can't hang. And you know what we would say back home? Can't play fast break.
No.
Terrible on the fast break basketball. Half court offense.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's not. So I don't think whether they told him or not, I don't think he would have.
No.
I think he clearly wants to be fighting with this girl for a whole season. Cuddling, fighting, right?
Yeah, he wants that attention. He wants.
I don't think he's like if he's a player, he's not a very good one.
Oh, he's clearly not a player.
Yeah, he's not good.
He's like the Stanley Kowalski of TV. He like walks around caveman like and bangs on his chest. And I want him gone. I just realized.
By the way, so much talent in adverting the deep. You know what I mean? Always switching up.
It's called
the words.
Phil, in wrestling. It's called reversing the heat.
Reversing
so
the heat.
Heat's on you.
So much
nobody
talent.
Reverses the heat
so
like
much
this
wasted
guy.
Talent in that man.
Yeah, he is amazing. Always switches. Phil, what were some of the famous lines we always loved that he would throw out?
Oh,
did you write any?
You're so dumb and hard-headed. You're so dumb and hard-headed.
No,
the
reverse is usually
the
like,
best. Was
why
like,
you hurting?
I
me?
Have apologized for what I done. Oh, I admitted my wrong. Why can't you be a woman and man up and apologize?
Yeah,
for what
be
you
a
did?
Woman and man up.
Or he says, "Why are you mad at me? What did I do something? What did I do?"
Yeah, exactly. Well, when she's about to, this was my favorite line.
Samantha.
When he finds out she's going to move out.
Yeah, Samantha.
What did he say to Vinny?
Oh, that guy's
crazy.
Just,
I'll say it. He goes, "Did she apologize for last night?"
Yeah, that's right. Like what?
After he trashed her room and like and broke things and when I saw the glasses, that was where the line got crossed for me.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was crossed when he's pulling stuff out of the closet and
yeah, you're right. No, but
I don't care if it's my nail polish, my glasses.
I know we can write the check
glasses,
for that though.
Whatever it is,
glasses a little more expensive.
Oh,
plus,
my
that's
God,
how she sees.
But it was really weird that don't touch my stuff. Don't ever touch my stuff. It's like, okay, you're scaring me a little bit. I hope you do.
Well, both of them, you mean?
Yeah.
But you guys, this is how abusive relationships. Yeah, but it's not just them. I've seen this my whole life. Has anyone else not seen this from your college friends and your high school friends?
I've seen friends.
And by the way, you guys, how many good times have these people ruined?
What?
How many cake parties? How many times at the bars or the club, right?
At my house, I remember.
Right,
it.
And just
completely
ruined it. Oh, break it up. Yeah. I've got him. I've got her.
The driveway,
whole night ruined. Yeah. And by design.
Yeah.
Get them both out. Now I'm pissed.
Get
them both out of the house.
The more you think about it, you're
like,
they're gone.
Yeah, no, because I've lived this.
I know.
And I do this show once a week so I can live vicariously through these people. I'm ready to go on roids, get all tatted up. And you know what? Just go back into the old world that I got kicked out of originally.
Okay.
Because this is what I always had.
You got to come.
God, now
breathe,
I'm going to name
breathe,
names.
Breathe,
I'm name names from high school and college. All you mofos who used to come out and the girls and the guys always written, especially the girls ruining the party. all the time. Like, oh, he's going out tonight. He's going to have fun. Oh, no, 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 no. Me and my friends will be showing up at that bar. We will start a big blowout, or I'll be calling his phone off the effing hook. You know what? Last film we made, Phil. Last film, the DP that we shit canned, right?
Yes, indeed.
The girl every 5 minutes calling him on the phone during a major production, starting all the fake fights with him. That's my favorite. The master of they start the fake fights so they can have the drama, so they can take the man or the woman away from their focus that's going to help them grow and get ahead, so they can keep them, get them both out of the house. I'm done. No, now I'm sick. Someone take over. I'm sick. No, I really am. It's just violent. Why, Jesse, come on. Have you seen this before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
seen
no, and I'm sick of it. Too many good times. You know what? And now my best days are behind me. And I have to sit and, like, try to watch this show and live. This is my, like, 1 hour a week where I get to, like, live vicariously through these people. Like, I lost my good time. I lost my shot at the title. That's right. No, and I could have been amazing. I could have been like, Jesse, could I have been like these guys in the bar back in my prime?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, as I'm seeing right now, you're getting a little violent.
Right? So. Could you see me in there?
You're running
back
it
in
up
the day?
Right now.
I could tan. I could do the roids, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. No, but no. My day's over. Thank you to the Sammys and the Ronnies. Get them out.
The worst is...
And on that note...
Yeah,
that
no, knows. Yeah.
I'm just going to say the worst is when you're at a party and they're texting back and forth, and then because you drove that guy or your friend, whoever, all right, we all got to go.
Yeah, the diversion. Yeah. Oh, my God, that's the diversion. Yeah, let's go to the horrible time. Let's go to the shit event.
Happened to me last week.
Really, tell us.
Okay, one of my best girlfriends.
And let me just say, please don't let you're entering into your prime. The stomach got
pumped
at 14.
I won't let it ruin my time anymore.
You're like Kobe. You're like the athlete right out of high school.
I know.
Just like amazing. We don't want to see this happen to you.
To be fair, I have ruined other people's nights before.
Oh, you've been one of them?
Being in this. No. No longer will I be a part of it, but, you know, like 14-year-old, I'm alcohol poisoning every other week, Roxy. Ruined a lot of nights.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm telling you, Kobe Bryant. No, she's amazing.
But,
like,
okay.
What a great career.
Now, you know what? One of my best couple friends, always, they used to be so great, so much fun in the beginning. And then now it's like they literally
Who are they? Can we get them on the phone?
All right.
Can we get them
literally
on the phone?
One of my best girlfriends. Her name is
Jesse,
Lindsay Berg.
Call them. What's her name? I want to call
her
now.
Lindsay Berg.
And who's the one that starts it more? Is it Lindsay? Is she coming here and do AfterBuzz?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. She did come in here and do AfterBuzz.
Get her on the phone, Jesse. Phil, will you get her number? I want to talk to her now.
Okay. Well, listen. So we go out, whatever. We're out of the club. She ends up not wanting to come in because he's being a dick to her, and she wants to leave. And then I go to take a cab home with her, but she won't talk to me. And, yeah, that's her number, Phil. And she wants to leave, whatever it is. And bottom line, we get back. She pours a drink all over him, runs away, drags me out of the club with her. I'm like, oh, my God,
what am I
doing? And
so you're following her out of the
club.
Next
morning, I wake up. She's like, oh, what happened last night?
Yeah, what happened last night?
What happened last night? Well, let me recount. Okay. You went with me to the club. You dragged me around everywhere. You made me run away from your boyfriend with you. You threw a drink on him. You flipped him off, and then we left.
And then
it was awesome.
And when did she see him again?
Oh, later that day. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Later day.
Oh, honey,
and
I'm
one
so
of your
sorry.
Precious,
oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
One of your
oh,
precious
God.
Friday nights gone. You're never getting that night back.
Ever. And I paid for the cab.
There it is.
At 19, never getting that night back. So one day you're going to wake up in your 30s, and you're going to look back and go, oh, my God.
I blew
my career because of Ronnie and Sammy and Lindsay. Is she on the phone yet? Why am I waiting?
Are we really calling
get
her?
Get this broad
Jesse,
on the phone.
Jesse is hopefully screaming.
And get the boyfriend, too, on the phone, too, while we're at it. Why?
Because while I'm here, he'll yell at her. We can't.
Why?
I love that.
Oh, my God.
We got to start off.
Something's wrong with Lindsay's phone at the moment.
All right, get him on the phone. What's his name?
I can't tell you. I'm telling you. He'll kill me. One time.
We offer protection here at AfterBuzz.
That's right. You have our full protection.
Scary
sometimes.
Is
he Southern California or Boston?
No, he's from Buffalo.
Buffalo. He's out in the woods.
Jesse, search that phone for Buffalo.
Yeah.
No, you can't find
him. Call him up.
For Buffalo.
But when we find Lindsay, we'll call in. I'll ask her if she remembers pouring a drink all over her boyfriend and dragging me out of the club. She'll say, huh?
And you're going to let your prime go.
No way.
Your prime, like, partying and drinking. Like, you're here for that reason. You're our gateway into this world.
Am I not doing a good job at drinking and partying?
No, you're doing fine, but now I'm concerned because you've got Ronnie and Sammy's ruining your deal. You want to end up like me?
I'm moving on. I'm moving forward.
Yeah, you better. Brad, tell me, this happened to you too, so I'm not just crazy?
It happened to me a lot of times in high school. I remember it more, like, vividly. Even at my house, my own house party.
Just this.
It's crazy. Two of them got so fighting that it ruined the whole party for everybody.
Oh, my God. I've always done. What's no, no, no? What is no, no, no?
Okay, I have her phone number for Ralph's in my phone, too, so I can use her Ralph's number when I go because I don't have my own Ralph's card. So he said, is it Lindsay Ralph's? And I said, no.
All right.
So don't, no, no, no. I'm sure everybody wanted to hear that so much.
Anyway. It is weird how people get into these relationships.
I've seen it too many times. Now, I have to admit, I've seen it from the guy's perspective. I've seen the girls starting all the trouble. And this, clearly it's both of them. And might be a little more Ronnie.
It's definitely more Ronnie.
It's more Ronnie, right? Yeah, it is more Ronnie. Yeah. And I don't like what I see out of him. And God, he's probably going to kick my ass when I see him on the red carpet. But I don't like Ronnie.
No, I'm kind of over him.
Yeah, I used to think he was one of the, first season, I thought he was the nice one. He thought he was a little sweet. You did. Yeah.
I need my point here.
Our table's so big now. Oh, God. Got it. The new AfterBuzz table's giant. I can't even get over
it. I'm loving me some Sammy still.
Yeah. Yeah, because, Roxy, you get sour every time we talk. We're like, how much we love Sammy and how she's 4 or 5 years away from her financial planner. At Fidelity, which she's just gonna, that's where she's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Doing her thing.
That's all out of her world now.
You know what? Yeah. She's growing on me. Although, I'll admit it. I admit when I'm wrong.
Although, I was wrong. Although, I have to say, remember we had our discussion about useless people? You weren't here last week. About useless, we were talking, Roxy, remember last week we were going over useless people and these people who hit the clubs and stuff? Like, where do they end up in life?
Oh, yeah.
And it was interesting. You never cooked a meal for me, not once, you useless bitch.
I love
it. Was that the line, useless bitch? I was trying to remember what it was.
Oh, my God. That was great. These other girls are cooking me dinner. You never cook a meal for me. Like, what the hell does that have to do with
Remember,
anything?
He was distraught, which is, I guess,
and he cooks for
the extreme version of distraught.
Every day he cooks her breakfast, he said, in the last episode. He wakes up, makes her eggs.
Yeah, it's right. You're right. And he also, and I quote, had enough respect to be cheating on her behind her back.
Yes.
Very respectful.
You know what? I never understood that. I'd rather somebody do something to my face. What kind of thing is that to say? And here we've got Kev the entire episode saying, yep, he's right.
All right, guys. We have Lindsay on the line.
Oh, Lindsay.
Lindsay, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Lindsay. Lindsay, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Lindsay.
Lindsay, are you there?
She's going to defriend me.
Phil, get in that booth and get her on the phone.
Yes.
Berg, don't hate me.
But talking about the useless thing, that one did, because I do love Sammy. She to me, she's the most GF girlfriend like. But I was a little bit like, okay, so what does she do then, Brent? If she doesn't cook, and she doesn't
really
clean,
good in bed,
yeah,
really
is she
good.
Though?
Yeah,
I think so.
No, come on, stop joking.
No, I'm not joking. I'm not joking because they have sex all the time. Ronnie will be pissed before. I know a guy could have sex with any girl and not be
happy. Yeah, no, we're horrible. However, we'll put it in anything.
However, she's hot. She's got a good body.
She is.
And I don't know, like when she dances, you can she kind of bounces
something?
Up and down.
You know what? That's the if guys out there, you want a barometer for girls good in bed, if she can dance. Generally, it's a. Usually,
I don't know. There
the way
are some
they dress and
that.
The way they dance. If they're good dancers, chances are good.
I'm pretty good in bed, and I'm not a great dancer.
Yeah, and girls.
No, but wait. I didn't say the reverse. I did not say if you're a bad dancer, you're not good in bed. What I'm saying is the chances are very good if they're good dancers. They're
all
good
right.
In bed.
We have Lindsay. Lindsay is.
Lindsay, are you here?
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Oh no! What?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
Lindsay,
I'm sorry
it's so
for dragging
nice.
You here.
Thanks for coming on AfterBuzz TV, the Jersey Shore edition. We're talking about. First of all, are you familiar with the Jersey Shore? Do you watch it?
I do. I'm not a regular watcher, but I try to keep up.
Okay. Well, we have Ronnie and Sammy who've been fighting a lot on the show. A lot. To the point that everyone in the house is completely distracted, and it kind of takes away from the fun for everyone else that's in the house because of
I can't hear you at all, actually, right now.
Oh no! Can
Wait,
you
can
hear
she
us
not?
Now?
Is this shenanigans? Can you really not hear me? You're just saying that because I'm.
No, she wouldn't just say that.
No, I really can't. Yeah, I can't hear you at all. It's like really muffled. I can't understand what you're saying.
But you can respond to what we say.
So Lindsay. what I'm getting at, and I whatever you're hearing of my dialogue, hopefully you can take something out of it. But we're hearing that you're a lot like Ronnie and Sammy, where and you'll start fights, or your boyfriend will fight with you, and then kind of ruin the evening for everybody. And I want to just say, like, I lost my teens and my 20s to people like you.
And I'm going to lose my best friend to people like you.
Our concern is because here we have Roxy, who we're so proud of, stomach pumped at 14. And, I mean, to us, like, that's like, that's an MVP. I mean, she's amazing. And to be so prolific at such a young age, we just see such a promising career as a hardcore partier. And to hear that it's interrupted by you and your boyfriend and fights between the two of you.
No, more simply.
It's so disconcerting.
All right, let's get her response. You there?
Hello?
I can't hear anything you just said.
But you can respond every time I say something.
It's all muffled. Can we try her again?
She's ruining our fun now, too.
That's what she's doing.
No, look at this. She's not ruining our fun. I was just recalling.
She's a fun ruiner.
Maybe she could hear if I could talk. Sorry. I was just.
It's like the phone is like vibrating. She cannot hear anything. I'm sorry. You should probably try to call someone else because I like literally cannot make out words.
All right, Roxy, say your piece.
I was just going to say, I was simply recalling the night that you threw a drink in Peter's face and things got a little out of hand.
Peter, we got his name. Now we'll get his last name. Peter from Buffalo.
I have so many Peters in my book.
We'll find
Peter
him. From
Buffalo. And things got out of hand and we had to go home. It's all I said. And I love you. Smiley face.
Listen, if we get her back and maybe she can respond to the charges.
Exactly.
Oh no, anyway, we can't keep calling her.
Maybe they're calling her again. But for Sammy, it's sex she's providing. Yes.
Well,
then I can deal with that. That's cool.
I think it's that she's good enough in bed, or pretty good,
right?
That she keeps him on his toes, and that he's too stupid to do otherwise.
Yeah, because I don't think that a woman dancing and. That's an indication of how good she is in bed. Movement and stuff for a woman, it's great. But
I think it's a good indicator.
The indication really is how eager are they? How excited are they? Yeah.
Okay, but excited, eager about what?
That's about the sex itself. That usually means good.
Yeah, but I guess you only find that out. When do you find that out, though?
When you're there.
I'm saying, but you're trying to figure it out. When you're on the sidelines, where I've been for the most of my life.
When you're on the sidelines, they all look good.
I say you go to the
whatever
dancing.
You can get.
Anyway, but beyond that, that's not even the discussion. The discussion is so she doesn't cook clean, whatever. So what does she bring to the table? She's pretty and
companionship. But I also think at that age and that stage of the relationship, it's not a domestic relationship. Like,
so it's
the one thing that she should be providing is really good times, lots of fun. Someone to talk to, a best friend, like all those things.
We're getting someone to talk to. We're getting a best friend. Not a lot of fun.
Yeah, like when you look at the checklist, like there wasn't a lot between them at a point.
No,
you know what I mean?
No. She just, I need her with a guy about 5 years older. He's working. He's working in the financial district.
Just someone who's
watching movies together
more
on the
confident.
Weekends. She can go to the cookouts and the family christenings and the brisses and all that stuff. She'll be like.
She just needed a guy more confident, more self-assured, more. You know,
don't you think an older guy? I don't think she's for the gorilla juicer.
I would believe that. Yeah.
I want her to be single right now. I want to see her mess around a little bit. And back to your point about why he likes her, I was just thinking about it for a minute, and I think it's because he wants somebody who will go to the doctors and get his ass checked out with him.
Right.
He wants somebody who will go sit in the car and just listen to him while he's talking on the phone to his friends. He wants arm candy. Is that the, you know, and I think that that's it. And I think that she doesn't want anything to do with him except for the fact that she wants to be loved.
She's addicted
by
right
somebody
now.
Who's
it's an unhealthy
good,
addiction.
By somebody she thinks is attractive.
Right.
And somebody that she thinks, as you were saying before, cares enough about her to throw her stuff out the window.
That's right.
And
that
that's that.
Extreme validation for her.
Would we like him on the show Celebrity Rehab? Yes.
Yeah.
Because they seem to be addicted.
Yeah, they are addicted.
They are now celebrities.
Right.
I could see them in that setting.
Yeah, we should put them on. Yeah, we should. But I think, as I said, 5 years from now, she's with her financial planner, and he'll be with someone younger. They'll be back together. Oh, yeah, of course.
She'll be back to the show. They'll be back together in some way.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. And we know really, they're going to Rome. And even when they go to Rome, we know that this does, it doesn't end, right? There's no way. You know, listen. Now, I'll tell you even more about me. I've been in an unhealthy relationship like that. It never got like that physical, but that unhealthy bond you have with somebody, and really the only cure is you got to get away from them. And I don't mean for a night.
Yeah.
You have to get away for like a months, years.
Yeah.
But do you have hope at a future with somebody that you once had a relationship like that with?
Shouldn't.
So do they have a future?
No.
Maybe one day.
No.
No. No, you shouldn't have a hope.
You
for
don't.
Once unhealthy, always unhealthy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anybody
they're not compatible, you guys.
Yeah. And if you can let somebody push your buttons to that extreme, they will always go to that extreme when they need to feel validated.
I've got him with a young hairdresser, 7 or 8 years younger than him, and I've got her with a guy, 5 to 10 years older, financial planner, wants to have kids, wants to go home to his little wife. That's where they belong.
I'm going back
but
for
in their early 20s, you don't know that. You learn that by the time you're 30.
I'm going back for a second, a little off topic, but you just mentioned Rome. And you know what? I was looking at pictures of Vinny and Polly D in London.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They look so awkward and uncomfortable.
So awkward and so uncomfortable,
doing the things that tourists do.
Because they were
humans. I don't know what they're going to look like in Rome. You know, what are they going to look like when they're traveling Italy and they're standing next to the Statue of David and we're watching them and they're like, oh, I like his muscles, man. Yeah, yeah, he must have been on droids, bro.
I think, Brand, what you said is on the money. And I didn't fully grasp it until the after show, which we'll talk about later. The boys are going to feel, if they can get the girls, they'll be hot property over there. Mm-hmm. The Italian men will love them. And if we can get those girls, their minds on the Italian guys, the boys are going to be unsettled. And it's going to
totally
be great because they're totally cool. They're the football heroes, these girls, the cheerleaders. But, yeah, that could all get reversed.
And when it does, I think that'll be a really
I like when. Because I think we're going to get – that makes for even better television. It's okay. Can we go to a commercial, you guys? I'm like –
are you dying
I'm
over here?
And get me that Lindsay back on the phone, too.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347-855-8269. Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
And then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig. Don't let that wig come off, baby.
No, what?
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys.
If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
The entire time.
So it's great. On the commercial break, I had my first bro thrown at me by Roxy. That's a good story.
We've known each
other for a few years. He goes, bro.
It's a spontaneous
breath. Seriously, Lindsay is my best friend. And I said, I'm doing this for you and for Lindsay. And by the way,
I'm gonna clear this up. So we just tried to call Lindsay on the phone during the commercial break. As I was reading through Roxy's text, she said, Lindsay, act like you can't hear us.
No, I didn't.
Be defensive.
No,
are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Wrong. You can read through my...
Let me see.
Yeah, let's have the fans read through your text.
Let me see.
Phone is being passed.
That's that.
I didn't say that.
Did you really? Did she say that?
Bro? I didn't
she
say
did.
That.
She did.
That's not what happened. And if you're going to make this up. You guys are framing me.
I don't believe that's what she did, sweetie.
Oh,
anyone with dimples like that would not lie to me.
Thank you.
Okay, no, she's innocent, but here's the more poignant thing.
This is the text that counts.
No, the more poignant thing, again, on the commercial break was, oh, this poor kid. And the irony. She goes, I can't talk. I'm fighting with Peter.
Maybe so, in 10.
So she can't even on, do the segment of the show. She's fighting with the guy.
Yeah, they fight a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no excuse.
You know what? But when they're fun, they're awesome.
Not worth it.
And we don't see that with Sammy and Ron anymore. But You know, like,
so what would you say, Brandon? Oh, under 25, really, just should be smiling and having fun. Oh, if you're fighting all the time.
You got no worries in life at that point. If you can't make a relationship work all the time, you got
big away.
Problems.
Walk away. Next. And if you don't, you will regret it.
Absolutely.
You will regret it. And this is when you come unglued in your 30s and 40s and you start dressing like you're 17.
And none of those people
walking out in your relationships
make it.
Or be unfulfilled as a parent, or, you know, you won't be the partner or the parent you need to be, all because you didn't.
Yeah, none of those relationships make it.
They never make it.
No.
But you know what? I have to say, though, I am – this is going to sound so cheesy and gross, but I feel like I am who I am today because of the experiences I've gone through. And if I hadn't been through such awful – an awful, awful relationship that was so incredibly abusive, I wouldn't be who I was.
Yeah, but you're out of that relationship.
Yeah,
but you're out
so
of it. We're done.
You get out.
And we didn't, we're not
get
even
in,
20
get out,
yet.
Get
we
out
have
of life.
So much – just yeah, so much more alcohol and drugs to go through your system. It's going to be amazing.
But if you are going through something, there is hope for you. Yes. What's the hope hotline or some crap like that?
Is there hope?
1-800-AFTERBUZZ.
So on the after show, we get to see more of the same, right?
Yes.
We see MVP and Deanna. Was Deanna on it? It feels like so long since my rant.
No, she wasn't.
She wasn't on it. So it was just MVP.
JWoww and Ronnie.
JWoww and Ronnie came out later, but the first segment was MVP, and the boys were sitting there and they're all so comfortable and so cocky, and that's when it hit me, Brent. You're so right. If when they go to Rome, if the Italian guys take to those girls like I think they will,
exactly,
and if the Italian women are as turned off by them
as
we think
expect.
They may be,
yeah.
Depending on the fame factor of the Jersey Shore over there, then we're gonna have. Those guys are gonna be rattled.
Because one of the questions in the after show that was interesting is when the guy asked, like, if you didn't know the girls, would they be grenades or would they be hotties? And you could see the guys, they would have said they're all grenades. But what's great is like that sort of showed what they think of those girls, which I've always said, like, they have such a low sort of
right. Backing. They think of them as
they
grenades.
They put them at a very
right?
low level in their lives. Like, they are, you know, they're there to service their
That's
sort
it.
Of needs emotionally yeah. and fulfill a need. And so I think that when you reverse the attention a little bit, it could cause.
I really hope that happens, because I think that's going to be amazing television.
It could be.
Is that one of the grenades exploding? Thank you, Jesse. So out comes Ronnie and JWoww. And by the way, JWoww is svelte.
Yeah.
She is thin, and she's just looking good. Where, you know, the money and the fame. She's
the
really taking her career serious.
The lips.
How?
Now, the funny thing is her old guy, Tom, I think Lapolis, I think actually he's Greek. She released her book this week. Or it was released. Phil, was it this week or last week that her book came out?
Last week.
It was last week. We reported it. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago we reported on it last week.
Well, Tom said, quote, how could she write a book on dating when she did nothing but cheat on her boyfriend? Apparently, there was a fan who took a photo of her kissing Roger while they were dating.
Ooh.
And he posted the fan posted the picture. Tom found out about it, and that's why Tom moved out. Mm. That was the reality.
Well, you know what's weird about that is that I just saw that JWoww tweeted that she's dating Roger, but that tabloids keep getting his name wrong. So they take a picture and call him something else, and now Roger's getting pissed. And it sounded to me like it was a different guy, and she was trying to cover her own ass.
What a great excuse.
Yeah. She was like,
that's
damn, tabloids keep getting his name wrong.
That's
I was like, you're probably with multiple guys right now.
Well, back to Tom. He wants her to write her – he thinks the title of her book should be How to Lose a Guy in 3 Seasons. And –
They're
both
jealous.
And they're both going to court, and he's suing her, claiming he's due management fees for her career.
What?
I think he's right.
And
no, I'm just kidding.
And she's suing him to prevent him from selling photos of her before and after her liposuction.
That's why
I brought all this up, because seeing her, how thin and how svelte she looks now,
she's
just very interesting.
What about for like breaking and entering? And tearing the place apart.
They live together.
Well, it's very difficult, which as a policeman would tell you, my brother was one and dealt with many, many domestics. It's hard because they both live there. It's usually very gray.
It's a gray area.
What they'll do is they'll say whose name is on the lease and whatnot, and then they'll tell the person who isn't on the lease or whose name
get out.
Yeah, has to go. But it's very like they kind of shrug their shoulders, which is why it's in court, which is why they're probably suing each other. So it's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. And you know what? I wonder what's going to happen there, because if I were J-Wow, I would try to settle that out of court. I think she's about to get screwed.
I mean, her people will know what to do, I would think. I mean, what do you think? Do you pay the VIG? You pay the bribe, you give him his money and get the pictures back?
That's what I'm saying. No?
No, because J-Wow is not in a position where she needs it to, quote unquote, go away. Like, we're talking about it. Other people might talk about
it. It's only
it.
A good
she's
thing.
In a PR world. So,
do you think they'll strike like one of those backdoor deals where they'll split the profits of the photos?
That would be more likely of what would happen in that sense, because those photos are a non-issue. Like, who cares?
Yeah, that's true, actually. Okay, look at me before liposuction. All right, now look at me now. Yeah.
Well, he won't get his management fees.
Well, management fees are going to be real tough to get. I mean, you have to have an implied contract. There's got to be some sort of history of him managing something.
And it sounds to me like they were living together, and basically didn't have a real job.
Question.
She was paying the bills, and, you know, so he's the manager.
Does sexual management count? Because he was satisfying her needs?
Well, if he was managing her to have sex with other people.
Oh, all right.
I guess that
so
would
count. Her pimp.
Which, by the way, right, isn't it California man. After a year, isn't it common law? Like, isn't it something screwy in the state of California?
There is
property-wise.
Property-wise, if you cohabitate with someone for
right.
X number of months, or I think it's, I don't even know if it's a full year. It might be a full year, but.
But yeah, it's scary.
I mean, most places.
Google common law, California common law laws. Google.
Yeah, I mean, I know for Connecticut, it's 10 years.
Yeah, so.
So
I mean,
California.
Everything out here is just loopy.
That is loopy.
You know, it really is. After show, I know not everyone's so crazy about the after show hostess. What's her name?
Blah, 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 blah.
Jalissa.
Ew.
Yeah, Jalissa, who cares?
Jalissa?
She does fine.
You're so wrong right now.
Really?
She's horrible.
Jalissa's
so
wrong.
Eyebrows go up and down and up and down.
But I feel like,
I
don't want
her
like a real host. She should host. That's the host of the Jersey Shore.
I'm trying to think, like, who cast her? Who made the decision?
That's what I'm saying.
I heard it was a French someone.
If you're the network person, how do you look at all the casting options and go, yeah, let's take her?
Good question.
Because she has nice legs. Awesome.
I just feel like brunette kind of has the accent. It just kind of feels like one of the girls down at the bar.
I don't want it to be one of them, though. I want it to be Mari sitting there asking
questions.
Mari.
She must be a radio or a VJ. She must be something connected to something. There's just no way you would pick that one up.
Jesse, who was she?
She's an old VJ. She used to be on BET and after show for school, and then she did 106 in Park. And actually, to answer that common law marriage, it's 7 years. After
in California?
Yes.
7 years.
Hmm.
Oh,
that sounds a little more right.
I'm all set.
Okay, but back to the after show. So you're talking before about the I forget who that loser kid who got up and was like, "Oh, are the girls in the house grenades or not?" Whatever. So
good question.
We break it down tonight into grenades, grenade launchers, tanks, and then you're aborting the mission no matter what. So I want you guys to answer before the show. Whatever it's hard to make your mind not think about these characters after the show, but if you just tried to look at these girls in photographs, you really think all of these girls are grenades?
You just met them?
Yeah.
Well,
all the girls in the house?
But yeah, you know
Sammy's,
what? We have the saying,
not Sammy and J-Wow.
We have the saying that all the young kids do now, and you know, it's zero or one. Zero, I wouldn't fuck her. One, I would.
Right.
So, who's
is that a USC thing or just a genetic? Is it
I don't know.
Amongst you crazy kids.
Back in Boston, too. So that's what guys always go.
And it's
she's a one.
Too.
She's a one, you know? And I'm like, one's really bad. No,
they're
one's
all
good.
Ones.
Also tell you, you know, when you mature as a man, you get over 30, you start going, you know what?
They're all a one.
Everyone's beautiful in their own way.
Well,
it's more.
Ew,
it's
that's
more.
Gross.
It's like, hey, could I actually have sex with you? If the answer is yes, then you're
done. We're in.
Yeah. One.
Okay,
all right,
fine.
Okay, go ahead.
So who on the show is a grenade? Who is a grenade launcher? Who's a tank? Who's abort the mission? And who's a one?
I say Sammy and J-Wow are ones.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, J-Wow goes between a 0.5 and a 1 for me. But, like, I
what
just
about
saw
new, what about
for the
new
first J-Wow? Time
what about
in person.
What about new J-Wow?
She's a 1.
You saw, okay. Because on the after show, where she's at now with the money and
the boobs. I mean, that's an automatic one.
Yeah, nice.
It's like a trump card.
So you, I'm glad you brought that up about Snooki. We almost didn't talk about this.
Yeah.
You saw her last week?
I was in Washington for a conference, and she was staying at my hotel, and I got in the elevator, and poof, there she is.
Poof, was that the noise she made when she
appeared? And why was she there?
It must have been for a book tour.
Okay.
I'm guessing. I asked Sally Ann if they were there for some other reason. She said it must be in a book tour. So
you were in the elevator with her? Any talk?
No, I was just like, because there was a whole pile of people with her, like a little entourage.
Yeah, she has her little entourage.
She's so small. You can't even believe it. You have to see it. You just.
What does 4'9 even look like? I mean, I'm sure.
4'7, you said. 4'9 or 4'7?
4'9.
4'9. Roxy, what are you, 5?
I'm 5'3. So she'd have to be significantly.
You're not 5'3". Are you not tall?
No, I am. I am.
Oh, my God.
I am. I know. And I was 5'2 for a really long time. I'm now 5'3".
It's like, and just so small and so round. It's just.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Wow. It was like, whoa.
And that was it. So
and
no
Dina
discussion.
Too.
Any chirping with the entourage? Did you
no, they were
nothing?
Actually pretty quiet. They didn't, you know.
Everyone
was
quiet.
I was still
was it early
like,
in the morning?
It was actually early.
Yeah,
in the morning.
They're not morning
I was
people.
Like, what is
not
going
morning
on
people?
Here?
Team Corey.
I was, and my floor came up right morning. Away, and I was just like, what just happened? Was that Snooki? I was like, why is she in my hotel? I don't understand this. And I couldn't understand, and I had to email Sally and ask her, and she was in Italy scouting. Ooh, exciting.
Ooh.
That is exciting.
Wait, I have to add something in on Snooki's sidekick, Dina. So I was listening to her on Ryan,
Seacrest, yeah, right.
And I can finally tell you guys where Blast in a Glass came from. So apparently when Dina was younger, every time she would make a drink and serve it to somebody, they'd be like, what is it? She'd be like, it's a blast in a glass. It's a blast in a glass. And then one day she was really drunk and was like, I'm a blast in a glass.
She was. Yeah, she had the revelation.
And it stuck. And you know what? Ryan Seacrest just kept saying how awesome she was, how much he really liked her, and how clever she was.
Right.
I was sitting there thinking, okay. And then she decided that what's the other one? Walking party, a party, you know, her other saying. Well, whatever
walking
it is.
Walking holiday?
Walking holiday. They've decided that she is Thanksgiving, although she thinks she's more like Christmas, and Ryan Seacrest thinks she's more like Hanukkah because you get something different every night. Sometimes there's a golden ticket at the end. Sometimes there's not.
I'll admit something. Just to you.
Okay.
And the people listening is that I actually found her kind of attractive in this episode.
Dina.
Yeah, she kind of
Dina.
Sorry.
She kind of went up a few notches. There was something about the description, how fun she was, and the dancing.
You mean in the after show?
Face down, ass up?
Yeah, I was kind of like, I kind of liked her. Like, you know, right? Like, she kind of.
You wanted the turnpike. You wanted to ride the turnpike.
Yeah, seems like she got a good attitude. That goes a long way for overly attractive women.
She really is fun.
You know, when she curls her hair, she looks way worse. It looks really crunchy and gross, but when she. Well, I'm not going to say good-looking, but...
By the way,
no curling changes the face.
Did we all like the... I thought Snooki did well in the pistachio commercial.
Yeah.
Whereas did. I felt like and we've all argued
Ronnie.
About it before, Ronnie is stiff as a board in his commercial and doesn't have presence, at least yet, where I thought she did fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I thought she was good.
Playful.
Her facial expressions were cute.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well done.
Yeah, a lot of money to be made there. Let's go. Let's go to news and gossip. Get Lindsay back on the phone.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, this is DJ Jesse Janney with the Jersey Shore Season 3, Episode 7. The Cavs are here. News and gossip.
The Cavs are here.
Yeah. Snooki is set to return to the red carpet this year as one of MTV News' Grammy red carpet correspondents. Snooki and Sway, live from the red carpet, will stream live on MTV.com from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Nice. Well, we'll be doing an after show of our own. So for the Grammys, are you guys going to be tuning in, Phil?
I mean, I'm going to be here. So
yeah, but
you got
to tune in. Nobody going to tune in to Snooki and Sway?
Oh, we'll tune in.
On MTV.com?
Hell yeah.
How could we miss that?
And by the way, who's Sway?
Sway's an MTV VJ.
Gotcha. Oh, I'm sure they'll just kill it.
Yeah, why did they pair the two of them together? I was wondering.
Well, Sway usually does it every year. And okay. I think they're just trying to get the cast on.
Gotcha.
So Snooki went on to say who she's excited to meet at the event. She said, I'm very excited to see Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Drake, Nicki Minaj. Like, all the top artists are my favorite. So hopefully I'll get to interview them all.
I love Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, go Nicki.
I think she's probably going to ask the tough questions.
I mean, if she's nervous about interviewing these people, I think she has the the balls to really go up to these people and just say, "What up?" You know, what I mean? She's so real.
Yeah, so.
Well, she actually continued with, "I did do the interviews last year, and I really had no idea what to expect. This was all new to me, so now, being in it for a year, I know what to expect. I'm going to study a little more about what people are up for and who they are. I'm not going to be like, yo, Kings of Leon, who are you? That's what I did last year."
Journalistic integrity. She's but really going to prep.
Doing her research.
Yeah.
Just like our own Roxy.
Yeah, just like you, Roxy. Recently you've been trying.
I think Snooki's been smoking on her own fame a little too much.
Yeah.
She has a bit of an attitude. I think it's going to come across. It ain't going to be good. Here's my vote.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Sunday.
Yes. Pauly D and Vinny can't believe that people they have admired for years are now approaching them and telling them how much they love the show. Pauly says, "I'm starstruck when these people come up to me. I don't know what to say half the time. I don't want to look like an idiot, especially like musicians. I'm a DJ. I play music all the time. People whose music I've been playing my whole entire life know who we are. Rihanna, Kanye West, Usher, they all know who we are." Vinny added, "Denzel Washington, Leonardo DiCaprio, all the biggest people. Every day we're meeting someone else who loves the show."
You know, it's very telling who Pauly D says, all the artists, and Vinny comes up with two great famous actors.
Yeah.
Oh, my Vinny, I love him.
I love how Pauly D said playing his whole entire life, and he said Rihanna and Kanye West.
I know.
Yeah.
But with Valentine's Day fast approaching, Snooki, who's dating Gioni LaValle, found a sweet alternative during a dinner in New York City, where the two shared a cozy meal recently. On the menu, chocolate-covered bacon. Curious about the salty and supremely sweet snack? Check out the recipe at people.com.
Wow.
I hope you like that noise, because that's literally how
I feel. Where were the pickles?
She's moving on.
Fried pickles, excuse you.
Yeah.
The end of the world.
Well, Snooki also has some new jewelry on the market. For less than $20, she's got the perfect Valentine's Day gift. The Guidette teamed up with DiamondShark.com to bring you Snooki Love Pendant, a heart-shaped necklace guaranteed to wow even the most stubborn of Guidettes. And in the true spirit of this romantic holiday, the commercial for the pendant finds her paired up with none other than MTV's Andy Milonakis.
Now I want to see that.
I went and looked. It looks like one of those like shrink-a-dink things that a little kid can make out of clay.
Yes.
It was hideous looking.
Yeah, but it's special.
Thank you, Phil. Special.
$20 necklace.
No, but I want to see. I think Andy Milonakis is hilarious. I want to see those.
He's a peas on my head person.
I actually watched the commercial today. And it's definitely an online commercial, but Andy Milonakis really killed it.
Why do you say it's an online commercial? In terms of production value, very cheap?
Yes, very cheap.
Wait, that's Andy Milonakis, Shmandy Shmandakis, peas in my head guy? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun. No, I'm going to check that out.
It was hilarious. Well, dozens of LGBT, which is lesbians, gay, bisexual, and transgenders,
like
hopefuls
me.
Crowded the open casting call this Saturday night for a new reality TV series inspired by MTV's Jersey Shore. Tentatively called Under the Boardwalk, the program will focus on a group of LGBT people living at the beach house in Atlantic City for a summer. Many of the hopefuls focused on modeling themselves after a Jersey Shore cast member, but series creator Kate Siegel insisted that imitation was not the point. We're not looking to create a gay version of the Jersey Shore or to find the gay Snooki, and in no way will this be anything that has a negative effect on the LGBT community. We're hoping for anything compelling because you never know what's going to walk through the door.
Okay, I'm already disappointed. Like, why aren't we doing a gay Snooki? Why aren't we going to do the Jersey Shore?
MTV is doing
LGBT
this or somebody
Jersey
else?
Shore?
No, it'll be Logo.
Okay, and Brent, do you know any of these people?
They
do you
are
know Katie Sagal?
I don't know her.
Okay.
Should I pose?
What were you going to say?
I'm saying they will be doing a gay version of the Jersey Shore. That is exactly what they're casting. That is exactly what they're looking for.
Nice. And now, will you guys want to watch this? Anyone here?
Sure. I mean, why not? If they do, if it's entertaining, they have to be entertaining, and it's not going to be for me like the lesbian or gay thing in terms of like if I like the show or not. So,
Brent, do you think it'll just work because they're going to have a built-in audience in terms of the LGBT?
It will work because it will be way over the top characters.
Yeah.
Making big reactions to little things.
So it'll work for everybody, not just for LGBT.
Well, their audience is primarily
LGBT. The Logo crowd, right. Okay.
So it'll work for their audience just because it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll work.
With great characters that you got to watch.
Okay.
All right. Well, the situation sparked rumors that he plans to leave the Jersey Shore, claiming, hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be in a movie.
Stop.
There's only so long you can rule the reality world. It's like Michael Jordan. There's only so long you can keep winning them rings.
Okay. I'm telling you, because this is my end of the business management. No, do not. You're not, first of all, you're not making movies.
No.
You're not making movies.
But was he being serious about that?
He probably is, which is scary.
Do you think he's posturing for money, Brent? Or
no. It's just something really that just gets into people's brains. Surround themselves with people who just tell them.
All right, I'm going to get to him. No. Ride it,
let
baby.
Me just throw out a name that really sort of puts this in perspective. Tila Tequila. Remember her?
Yes.
Bigger than the situation. The hottest, biggest, most giant.
And so what? Yeah. What happened?
Why
did she
stop? Where the hell is she?
Yeah. What happened? Did she pull
up her own fame and just couldn't get out of her own way?
Did she pull a plug on that show, or did they?
Well, I mean, she just wanted to do bigger things and thought she was going to do it. And then it
the music
just,
and this and just the wet firecracker.
Your world just fizzles. Fizzles gone.
Some people just are so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
No,
you got something going for you. What are you doing?
Keep going. Keep going with it.
All right, and that's your AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for the week of February 10th, 2011.
Thank you very much, DJ Jesse. Okay, so we obviously went for very long predictions. Let's go around the board. It was, and by the way, we saw a long between the way the show ended. They showed scenes from next week. Then they showed more scenes from next week in the after show, and then they ended the after show with more scenes. We're gonna see Dina drunk and not being able to walk. We're going to see Ronnie and Sammy drama, Ronnie leaving the house, right?
Indeed. And Vinny and Snooki situation.
And Vinny and Snooki. Looks like another jam-packed episode.
Yeah, and I believe the term they use is a slopopotamus for Dina.
Slopopotamus.
We haven't got...
The cheese bed?
And the cheese bed.
The cheese bed.
All right, so let's go around the table really quick. So, Brent, what are we seeing real quick next week?
They're going to reinvigorate the situation's character. He's been very quiet this season so far. They're going to need to bring that because now that this Ronnie drama is going away, they're going to need another
situation.
Character.
All right, Roxy, real quick.
A bunch of light pranks that I'm excited for.
Okay, Phil?
We're going to get some toxic guy with whatever. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I forget. It's all jumbled.
It's going to be fantastic. We know that. We know we're in for something great. Thank you all for joining us, and please come back next week. We'll talk to Lindsay, too.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.